Assume that the lease was sold in March 2011 for £150,000. A 60-year lease was acquired on the 1st of December 1994. Assume that the taxpayer paid £75,000 for the lease at this point. As the taxpayer is selling a short lease, we need to multiply this cost by the fraction S over P. From the previous page, the percentage for the number of years remaining at the date of sale was 97.432, and the percentage for the years at acquisition was 100. If we multiply these through, we have an allowable base cost for CGT of £73,074, giving a gain of £76,926. Finally, on the subject of the assignment of short leases, let us look at how we calculate the capital gain if the original lease had been acquired before the 31st of March 1982. Assume that a taxpayer acquired a 59-year lease on the 1st of April 1972. He paid £20,000 for this 59-year right of occupation. The taxpayer sells the lease on the 31st of March 2011 for £110,000. Between April 1972 and March 2011, 39 years of the lease have expired. This means that the taxpayer is selling a lease which has 20 years left to run. This tells us that a short lease is being sold, so we need to apply the special rules. The lease was worth £35,000 in March 1982. Under the rebasing rules, we'll calculate our gain using 1982 value. What we are effectively doing is pretending that the taxpayer had bought the asset on the 31st of March 1982 for its market value on that day. If the taxpayer had bought this lease on the 31st of March 1982, he would not have been buying a 59-year lease. Instead, he would have bought a 49-year lease. This is because 10 years of the original lease will have expired between April 1972 and March 1982. The number of years of the lease remaining in March 1982 is 49 years. From the lease percentage table, you'll see that the relevant percentage for a 49-year lease is 99.657. We'll need to factor this into the CGT computation. Proceeds of sale are £110,000. From this, we deduct the March 1982 value. The lease was valued at £35,000 in March 1982. We multiply this by S over P, but this time what goes on the bottom of the fraction, i.e. the P figure, is the number of years left to run at the 31st of March 1982. In this instance, S is 20 years, but P is now 49 years. The relevant percentages are therefore 72.77 and 99.657. If we multiply these through, the allowable 1982 value is £25,557. The gain is therefore £84,443. Let us finish this session with one practice multiple choice question. Lawrence bought a 30-year lease on the 31st of August 2000. Lawrence sold this lease on the 28th of February 2011. 10.5 years of the lease have therefore expired between the date of purchase and the date of sale. Lawrence has therefore sold a lease which has 19 years and 6 months left to run. This is a short lease, so we need to consider the lease depreciation percentages. The percentage for a 30-year lease is 87.330. It is slightly trickier to ascertain the percentage for 19 years and 6 months. The percentage for 19 years is 70.791, and the percentage for 20 years is 72.770. As we need a percentage for 19 years and 6 months, we simply take a point exactly halfway between the two. This comes out to be 71.781. We now need to use these numbers to calculate Lawrence's capital gain. The sale proceeds are £18,000. To arrive at the allowable base cost, we take the original acquisition cost and multiply by S over P. The number of years left at sale is 19.5, whilst the number of years remaining at purchase was 30 years. The original acquisition cost was £10,000. which we multiply by 71.781 divided by 87.330. This gives us an allowable base cost of £8,220 and a gain of £9,780. This concludes this session on sales of leases. In the next session, we'll move on and have a look at how capital gains are calculated when leases are originally granted.